Hey, C4Q, on Echo Link, anybody around?
4Q, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, this is a C4Q, mobile, and, trying to get home over here in between Chesney and, Boiling Springs. Got a lovely day here. I need to back the car out and, get on the road.
Like fun, but it couldn't be a prettier day. Are you from Spartburg?
Not sure if you caught this. I lost my Bluetooth. Let me go get back over here, make sure I got it on the sink just now. Okay, I think we're okay. Go ahead. Over.
I have a friend that used to be in business there in Spartanburg, and his daughter recently got married, and I went to the wedding, and I met this fellow, and I met his friend at his daughter's wedding, and your voice sounds familiar.
Well, I haven't been to a wedding. Now I have a twin brother, you know, N4IQ Bill. Sounds just like me. So, all I can say is, let's see. It is, going the right direction. Let me see. I have to wait to stop light anyway, but, I don't know, in Spartanburg, huh? I don't think it was me, but he had to be good looking and all that good stuff, over.
That's okay. Well, that makes sense. You do sound like Bill. And is your first name Phil?
Yes, that's right. My name's Phil, over.
Now I know who I'm talking to. I knew. Yeah, my first name's Steve, and I go over to the Greer meeting. And, how about that? I knew this sounded familiar for some reason.
His last name's not over, though, Steve. KB4CBA.
Now, fool me, Dave. There goes the neighborhood, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Well, can't do anything about that. But, let's see. I think, I'm going to go by memory getting back home from over here. That's probably a good name for me. Over.
KB4CBA. Well, Steve, I got one side done. I'm going to go ahead and do the other one. I just did it with a channel locks and a pair of a C-clamp. And I had to loosen a nut on the back of the caliper too to get that. That's why the caliper was turning. And it's part of the emergency brake. But it has to be loosened or it won't allow the caliper to turn.
Sounds like a headache. I tell you. It won't be long. I'm probably going to have to do the brakes on my wife's Cadillac. And I'm not looking forward to that. Some thousand on it, so I'm thinking just the fronts.
I don't know why the rear wore out, because mine's got like 60 something. But the front are definitely easier to do than the rear on most cars. I ran into a few cars where you just push the caliper back in on the rear, but most of you got to turn them.
It's been doing that for a long time, since back in the mid to late 90s.
Bill, I didn't mean to leave you for a conversation there. And I hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. I substitute teach in Merg District 2 just about every day. Go from one end of the county to the other. A lot of rules. But keeps me busy and I don't get bored. I can't complain. I kind of enjoy it being around students and kind of depends on school, of course, but most are pretty good. I like going to the Bowling Springs High School, Spring School. And you got a nice cafeteria, nice classes. You know, it's really, really, really nice. So it's pretty good. I like, you know, getting out of the house, driving to and from work and that sort of stuff. So I really can't complain. Over.
I'd be retired by now.
Oh, yeah, I'm retired. This is kind of like my spending money, that sort of stuff. Yeah, I've been retired about 4 or 6 years. Something like that. I've driven 2 Mustangs to their, I don't know how you call it, worn them out or something. So I'm getting another one. It's going to be a 20 Mustang with, how do you want to call it, the new V6 engine at 305 horsepower. Not bad for a 6. Or 4 cylinders going now, about the same. But has about 30,000 miles on it, about like a new car. So I'm having carbon. It should be weak. Give it the final test and all that good stuff. But everything looks on it really nice from what I can tell. So I'm driving my other half's car right now until that company sell it. 150,000 miles on it. Over.
So I'm going to start on this other side.
Hey, why don't you bail out on us and start in on that other side? And Phil, I'm going to go ahead and watch this traffic because I'm popping out onto Wade Hampton Boulevard right now onto 29. And they get kind of stupid out there because I got an equipment trailer on the back of my truck and I'm taking back to the house, so I need to kind of watch the idiots out here. So I'm going to bail on both of you. KN4, VWA, clear after y'all's final.
KV4, CBA, see you later, Phil.
Okie doke. Thanks for packing and patience with me here on EchoLink. Right now, that's the only thing I got in this car. So, catch you later and enjoy chatting with each one of you there. AC4Q mobile EchoLink will be clear.
For OSH. If you happen to be headed south on I-385 toward Fountain Inn, be advised there's a pretty good backup just before you get to the Fountain Inn exits in the southbound lane. Don't know that it's dead stop, but it may be by the time you get there. K4OSH clear.
K4OSH, AC4Q, EchoLink, up here above Spartanburg. So I think I'm safe from that. But I appreciate you getting the word on it. I wonder what the problem is. Over.
Got on coming north at Fairview Street, and in the rearview mirror there were a lot of caution lights, and traffic was backing up on the southbound lane, so I don't know what was going on, but looked like it was piling up pretty quickly. So if you were southbound on 385, it would behoove you maybe to be aware and maybe even find an alternate route.
Good word for everybody. Well, let me go ahead and sign, and I appreciate it. Give us some warning, and I'm going to watch my driving until I get home. Traffic kind of building up here also. So, this is AC4Q. George.
AC4Q. Be safe on the road. K4OSH will be clear.